Welcome to Aloha Aina. The ideals of reciprocity that were inherent in Aloha Aina were not restricted to land. They extended to everything in the natural world, including the ocean. Puanani Burgess remembers learning about Aloha Aina from Walter Paolo and Anakala Eri Ka'ana'ana, two traditional fishermen from Miloli'i.
They taught me by taking me out on the canoe. We would paddle to the ko'a, and they would pound the side of the canoe, and then they laid their net, and then they put the food, the palu, in, and they thought, I'm not trying to throw bait into my net to catch you. I'm throwing food to feed you, my honorable ancestors. I feed you first, and then you will feed me and my family.
At the ko'a, the shrine they'd created, Paolo and Ka'ana'ana offered palu made from the finest kalo to the fish they sought, opelu, or scad mackerel. Burgess says when they pulled up the net, it was always full. They would search through it for the oldest fish and return those to the sea.
And they would say, you see that old one? He's going to bring the next generation to this ko'a, and he'll tell them, this is our place.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.